A lot of times we have food-related stories, and with Art Lewis, he might be able to fill us in on things we don't understand. We have a story about, now, in a pizzeria in Florida, in a freezer, an 80-pound iguana was found. And, of course, jokes are being made about, you know, well, is that an offering? You know, you eat your pepperoni, get your onion, and give me a little iguana. What it turned out to be was, a gift to the owner of the pizzeria, and he just threw it in the freezer. Not stored with the food items, but still it was found in the pizzeria freezer, so they had to remove it. But
so let me understand this. Somebody gave him a dead iguana as a gift?
Well, you know, it's a good question.
Doesn't hopefully it was alive at first. We don't know.
But in part of the story, because people were laughing about the possibility maybe it was going to be on, the story was written that in some places people consider iguana a delicacy.
Oh, yeah, a delicacy. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had iguana, Art Lewis?
I have not. I've had reptile, but I've never had iguana.
Really? What reptile have you had?
Snake.
Really?
Rattlesnake.
Ooh, was it good?
Tastes like chicken.
That's what Dave said about the iguana.
No, actually, and I've heard that said about turtle as well.
Actually, well, turtle's been around forever. But rattlesnake is actually very good, very tasty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Big in the Southwest.
I couldn't get past thinking what it is, I'm sure.
You wouldn't know it because it's white meat. You look at it, you would never know. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have any skin on it or anything.
Hmm. Okay. That's how I've tried different things. When I used to be involved in a national group, and for about 6 years, we'd go to places and they'd serve things. I had no idea what it was. It's stuff I would have never eaten if I knew what it was, but just eat it and then find out afterward and think, oh, that isn't half bad.
Yeah. But then once you found out, would you eat it again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah.
So did you ever have alligator?
No, haven't had gator.
Well, alligator tail, very good. Mm. Especially if it's prepared right. I mean, it's really got to be done right most of the time. Most of the time, it's you know, little deep fried pieces.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this what you are ordering when you are at a restaurant? Or are you preparing alligator at home, Art?
No, not at home.
Okay,
all right.
No. I would eat it if it were on. I've been to over the years a couple of like wild game buffets and things of that nature where there's been alligator and I've eaten it. And certain restaurants in certain parts of the country, it's on the menu. You'd eat it. Yeah, it's very good.
Well. You know, in the grand scheme of things, knowing that one of my favorite foods to eat is the simple and easy to prepare hot dog, and
yeah, I was going to say,
knowing what's in, knowing what I'm
talking, talk about something where you don't know what's in it.
Yeah, exactly right.
only in Michigan you're a little safer than elsewhere in the country.
Why is that? Country,
Michigan has certain standards that you can't use some products in Michigan hot dogs.
Yeah. Still, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, true. But in other areas of the country, you may be getting more than you bargained for.
Might be getting a little iguana in there. I don't know.
That's right.